So I'm looking at my next painting here, and it is, funnily enough, another abstract. I do like abstracts, and it is essentially a landscape. It's a mountain or hill or moorland scene with dramatic skies, very muted palettes. You've only got sort of blacks, grays, whites, and a splash of ochre kind of blended in. And in the foreground on the left, you've got quite textured, raised area. Now, how this picture came about, it's completely accidental, to be perfectly honest. It was another picture originally. There was at least one picture underneath there, maybe two. I honestly can't remember. But I obviously didn't like them, so I primed over the top of it and started again. And again, just couldn't get it right. I think at one point it was meant to be a sort of gorse moor, hence the ochre. There was some ochre in the foreground. And I didn't feel that worked, so I painted and scraped over it. There's some charcoal in there as well. Some of the black is actually charcoal, not acrylic. So there was a lot of scraping and a lot of painting, and I also then used my fingers on what I saw as rocks at the front, so I prefer Simon's interpretation. And the sky is fingers. And actually, the ochre in the sky again is accidental, because I had not noticed that I'd actually got some ochre on my fingers and it came off in the sky. But then I thought, oh, I like that actually. So I carried on. So this painting is, I mean, it's all subconscious, isn't it? It just evolved. There was no plan in advance, and I just went with it until it balanced and made sense. And actually, at the end of the day, I think it's one of the best things I've done, and I absolutely love it. Title-wise, so to me, although there's a lot of darkness in there and a lot of dark in the clouds, and there is this drama and this quite aggressive mark making, which was done with a palette knife, a lot of scraping and so on. The scraping and this sense of glacial movement through the centre of it makes me think of something that's been carved. So carved would be one title. But then also, I think the ochre gives it some light. The ochre and the white, particularly the white on the summit, in the background. So I don't think it's all negative. So I see it also as something almost coming out of the darkness. Perhaps the light is trying to come out of the darkness. I don't know. So the other title I think of is Surfacing.